Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore, here as I am every single Monday with Keith Parrish for your weekend update. But before we start, in honor of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, new subscribers can get all of The Athletic's great writing and our podcasts ad-free for just $1 a month for 12 months. Go to theathletic.com/NBA show and get there before midnight on Monday the 29th. So you got a week. And lock in the very best price of the year. Just $1 a month for new subscribers is a fantastic deal. You get Anthony Slater, you get Shams Charania, you get Dave DeFore ad-free. So do it now. That's theathletic.com/NBA show. Just $1 a month. So we got a lot of stuff to get into. So we're going to jump right in. And Keith, I think we're going to start in Detroit, which I know may sound weird unless you saw the highlights from the Lakers and Pistons on Sunday. And it was a basketball game, Keith, and it ended with the Lakers winning 121-116, but that's not what we're here to talk about. LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart got a little tangled up, and it got messy.
It did get messy, Dave, and I saw more than the highlights. I sat down and watched this basketball game on a Sunday afternoon, and it was a delightful, entertaining affair. Highlighted, punctuated by, I guess, the fracas, we'll call it. LeBron James gets ejected for a flagrant two. He throws an elbow. It seems like a dirty play. He busts open Isaiah Stewart's eye like a boxer. And then Isaiah Stewart seems briefly stunned. Again, I'm just recounting this from watching it on my couch, on my television. He seems briefly stunned. And then Dave does not seem pleased by what has occurred, and tries to chase LeBron James around. There's several moments where he tells everybody, hey, I'm cool. You can let go of me. He was not cool. And he got several yards after contact at the very end, chasing down this. Going after LeBron James, he ended up getting ejected as well as LeBron did. It was quite kind of the ugly affair to mar what was otherwise, I mean, it was an exciting game, but for the Lakers, you don't want your Sunday afternoon game in Detroit to be exciting? Like, they nearly lost this game and were almost in a world of hurt. If it's not for a heroic, Herculean effort from Anthony Davis, the Lakers are picking up yet another bad loss.
Yeah, and coming up right after this on Basketball Buzz, the guys actually get into LeBron saying that this team needs to get serious, and certainly picking up a flagrant two and being ejected, that's not very serious by LeBron. The fallout from this, and again, we're recording this late Sunday night, so we don't know all the fallout from the league. But in this game, LeBron ejected. Flagrant two, clear. I mean, the video shows it. Everyone's seen it by now. And if you haven't, it's all over Twitter. I'm sure you'll find it. Isaiah Stewart was given two technicals, likely for his reaction, but also failure to leave the court, when he was asked to do so. And then Russell Westbrook was also given a tech for instigating. And there was a little bit of a funny moment after the game where he realized that he was given a technical, despite being held back by multiple people while everything was happening. So, we'll see what happens with the rest of the characters involved in this incident. But yeah, it was wild.
I won't be surprised if LeBron actually gets like dinged a game. I mean, that play is pretty apparent, pretty straightforward. And then when you have something like that that has an actual result of, one, the wound, like you have a bloody, bleeding, cut open head that LeBron James did because of this elbow he threw, and then the actual reaction of Isaiah Stewart, like trying to provoke it further. Like, I assume Isaiah Stewart might get suspended for more than one game based on this reaction. But I was basically thinking, imagine if the Miami Heat players had chased Jokic, all of them with the same ferocity and tenacity that Isaiah Stewart had actually chased LeBron James, that situation might have gone a little bit differently.
Yeah, it's the difference between actually wanting to do it and not.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, Dave, but I'm glad you did.
The Kings have finally moved on from coach Luke Walton after what seems like an eternity. It felt like this guy was on the way out from the day he got there. So Luke Walton is out. Alvin Gentry now in as the interim coach of the Kings. The Kings were 6-11 after another loss. And, you know, I don't know what there is to say, to be honest with you, Keith, about Luke Walton as the coach and his tenure. I will say his 42% win percentage, the best win percentage of any Kings coach since Rick Adelman.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it is funny when we make the jokes that, yeah, he has the best win percentage in Kings history besides Adelman. The like, it's funny, Luke Walton was the 10th longest tenured coach in the NBA. And he's only been around for a few years. Like, it's only been a few years. And it's always strange to me when the Kings franchise decides to fire a guy. Like, there's not a clear moment. If you're looking at this roster right now, are they underperforming? Like, I'm not sure they're underperforming. They're playing to what their talent level is, I think. Like, they've had some disappointing losses early in this season, but they've also had some okay wins. So there's been years where we're like, I think Luke Walton's maybe not one of the better coaches in the NBA, or they can let him go, and they never did. And so I don't know what the final straw was. Plenty of people were joking that the vomit from the fan on Saturday night, was that the final straw? But they do finally decide to make a change. You think it's early enough in the year. Alvin Gentry steps in now, a guy with a lot of head coaching experience. Can he guide them? Can he keep them in like the play-in race for the rest of the season? But you never know. Like, what are the objectives? What are the things that Luke Walton did not do that they expected him to do this season? Why do they do it now? And then, like, again, where does this Kings team go from here?
I mean, it just another wasted season.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
According to our own Shams Charania and Anthony Slater, Keith, Klay Thompson might be returning to Warriors practice as a full contact participant. Their report over the weekend also indicates there's a chance that we might see Klay in a game by Christmas. Now, this is big news. We all want Klay Thompson back.
Yeah, and the Warriors, I mean, is it fair to add yet another piece to this team that's 15-2? You had a game on Sunday night where they make 22 three-pointers and Steph only made one of them? How is that okay? That doesn't seem okay, Dave.
Well, I mean, technically, they've won the last two games without Steph Curry because he sat out in Detroit. But, you know, this time they do it. The box and one from Toronto. Hey, it doesn't work when you've got good players on the court next to Steph Curry. The Warriors are now 15-2, as you mentioned, after beating the Raptors on Sunday. And then they picked up a win on Friday as well. And look, the guys, they just keep on rolling. This is the best start since they were 15-2 in KD's first season in 2016-2017. Of course, the year before, under Coach Luke Walton, they were 24-0. So
I hear that, you know, Luke Walton guy's a good coach.
I mean, he did a good job that season. And look, you mentioned it. The Raptors' game plan was to take Steph Curry out of this game. Jordan Poole had 33, and Andrew Wiggins had 32. I mean, this was just a classic case of Steph making the right play every single time the double came. And you could see him. There were points in the game where he was asking him, keep sending those doubles, because he kept finding guys. I mean, this is Steph Curry playing next level basketball. He's like, I can't put the ball in the basket tonight, but those guys can.
I mean, I can't blame Nick Nurse for the strategy. Like, if I'm going to lose to the Warriors, I'm going to say, all right, if Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins make 14 of 19 three-pointers, Or how about we throw in Otto Porter too? We say, okay, if Otto Porter, Andrew Wiggins, and Jordan Poole combine to make 19 three-pointers, I will accept my loss. And that's what happened. Those guys did it. 19 three-pointers from those guys. That's also, it's ridiculous. And Steph Curry's like, yeah, you can double me, and I have teammates now who are going to knock down some shots, and that's a problem for the rest of the league.
Andrew Wiggins has just been flat out good all year. So, you know, 12 points from Steph Curry, no big deal for them because they have scorers now. And the, I mean, the Warriors are just looking like the favorites, but second best team in the West. And we have to talk about them because the Suns are still hot, Keith. They have now won 12 straight. This is their longest winning streak since 2010. And obviously this completely different team 11 years later, but I mean, this is just a team that continues to win. Now they catch Denver on Sunday without Nikola Jokic, mm-hmm. dealing with a wrist issue, and the Suns scored 48 points in the first quarter and just didn't look back.
That's how you take care of business. You put away the team who doesn't have their MVP candidate early, and they did that. And this Suns team, they got a little bit lucky also this week. They played the Mavericks a couple times without Luka Doncic. So they are, you know, maybe like the schedule's favoring them, but I'm not going to take anything away from winning 12 straight. This is obviously an incredible team from last season, and they're still doing it. They responded from a finals run. I believe they started 1-3, but that's long in the distance now. This team is really, really good, playing really, really well. And I mean, I know the Warriors have been great, but the Warriors' schedule has actually been super easy. I would honestly maybe take the Suns no one asked me to do a power ranking, but I think the Suns might even be the superior team. Might be controversial. Both those teams absolutely playing great right now. I don't need to, start any fights among the fan bases.
Yeah, playing great on both sides of the ball. And you know, the Suns, they're getting healthier. They got DeAndre Ayton back, and he has been big for them. And in this game, 21 points, 8 rebounds. I mean, 9 of 12 from the field, exactly what they need out of him. And then they got a big performance from Cam Johnson with 22 points off the bench. And you know, they just seem to never run out of wings. This is a team that is built to win in the modern NBA.
Yeah, it's kind of funny watching this team so far this year. I'm like, you know, Cam Johnson really hasn't done that much this year. Had a pretty solid year last year. And then you see him on Sunday. He explodes. You're like, all right, 22 points from this guy. They do have just a bunch of great kind of plug-and-play players. They get some bad injury news. Frank Kaminsky's going to miss some time. And so they have a question about maybe they need like another big body in there. But so far, so good for the Phoenix Suns. And they're looking, I feel like it's them, the Warriors, and maybe the Jazz who are actually the class of the Western Conference right now.
Can they do it for another week, Keith? This is now a couple weeks in a row that we've talked about their win streak. Can they do it again?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say, yeah. Who's going to slow them down? Who's going to slow them down, Dave? I'm a big believer in the Suns team.
As long as they don't eat too much turkey at Thanksgiving. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget about all the shows we've got over at The Athletic. Don't forget about Basketball Buds coming up right after this, right here on The Athletic NBA Show. Don't forget about that dollar a month deal. It's a year, dollar a month. That's $12 for a whole year of The Athletic ad-free. All the writing, all the podcasts, go to theathletic.com/NBA show before midnight on Monday the 29th and get that deal. Sign up. Tell them Dave sent you. Made me look good. Come on. Help me out. You guys enjoy your day. For Keith, I'm Dave. Take care.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic.
See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.